Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Okay, Mark, the poem this week addresses a big problem, no pun intended. It is about obesity. And obesity is a problem that all of us encounter daily, some of us when we look at our own scale and others when we just look at our patients. Along with diet and exercise and behavior modification, drug therapy may be a helpful component of treatment for overweight or obese patients. We've seen loads of obesity drugs that have been very heavily promoted as the greatest savior to mankind quickly fall out of favor, usually because of safety issues, but also sometimes because of side effects and other times because of a lack of effect. There are also concerns that body weight slows and then plateaus with continued treatment, and that most patients who are treated with medication regain their weight as soon as the weight loss drugs are stopped. Now, I don't use obesity drugs in my practice, but if I was, it would only be after very careful evaluation of the risks and benefits. So the question is, am I being overly cautious and depriving my patients of something really good? The poem this week is published in JAMA 2013, November 14th. It asks the clinical question, are weight loss medications effective for the long-term treatment of obesity? Mark?
Yeah, this was a meta-analysis, so they looked for, they searched PubMed, they searched clinicaltrials.gov, they looked at guideline reports and national technical reports from the UK and the US, and any included studies, they looked at the reference list, so they really carefully did a very thorough search. They only looked for randomized placebo-controlled clinical trials of medications. They had to have followed patients for at least a year and had at least 50 people in each arm of the trial, and have at least a 50% retention rate or better. Also, they had to be published in English, which I thought was a bit odd. I mean, most nowadays, you know, there's good enough translation services and software. You should be able to include non-English language trials, but they didn't. Overall, they found 15 studies of orlistat, known as tradamsbenacal, with about 9,500 patients. So that was the biggest group of trials that they found. They found three studies of larcaserin, which is Belvic, with 6,600 patients, and two of the combination of phenermine plus topiramate, which is marketed as Qsymia, with 3,500 patients. So phenermine is the most widely prescribed obesity medication, but there weren't any clinical trials of that drug alone evaluating outcomes at 12 months or longer. Other medications that were studied included bupropion, metformin, zonisamide. Overall, participants in these studies lost between 2.5 and 8 kilos, which is about 5.5 to 17 pounds compared to placebo. So that was more than placebo. They found that there were some significant improvements in some disease-oriented endpoints like lipid levels, glucose, blood pressure levels. Dave Slosser, who wrote this review, points out that none of the studies looked at any actual important outcomes like morbidity or mortality. We really don't have anything in the literature on the impact of these drugs on actual patient-oriented outcomes. So overall, these weight loss medications do, after a year of treatment, help patients lose about 10 pounds more than placebo.
The other thing, Mark, that it would have been nice to have seen is these studies in the meta-analysis all looked at patients taking medications for 12 months. I would have been curious to what happens 6 and 12 months after they stop taking the medicine. What happens not only to their weight, but what happens to some of these surrogate markers that they looked at?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of remarkable to me that, you know, we continue to approve drugs for long-term use, and I bet a lot of these patients do continue to use them for over a year, and we really don't have morbidity mortality data on these drugs with 3-5 year follow-up. I mean, you know, that's what we do for cardiovascular drugs. That's what we do for drugs to treat hypertension. You know, we aren't satisfied anymore just that, gosh, they lowered your blood pressure or your blood sugar. And, you know, increasingly we're demanding 3, 4, 5 year time horizons on trials. And really, these drugs are, you know, intended to provide cardiovascular benefit, really. I mean, that's, you know, their medical purpose. So I think they should be held to the same standard. I think we should insist on studies that are longer term. I think the cat's out of the bag in terms of the FDA approval of these drugs. The companies certainly aren't going to have much interest in doing those trials, I suspect, because they wouldn't see a large mortality benefit. You know, maybe some NIH or you know, UK government might sponsor such a trial.
Exactly, exactly. Well, thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.